The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
Together, we're inspiring people to live for Jesus. If you're looking for more in life, to live with purpose and peace, to make a difference for your family and those in need around the world, Jesus is the answer. And our mission is to simply point you to Him. You're watching Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 11. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself." Everybody say that with me. "Whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 21, so God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves in the waters according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Now here's my text this morning. It's all connected to what I just read. And God blessed them. No human being was created yet. No man or woman was yet populating the earth. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful." He's talking to birds, he's talking to fish, he's talking to plants, he's talking to trees, he's talking to grass. "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." I want to preach to you today on the first blessing in the Bible, the multiplication blessing. The seed was in the tree. The seed was in the tree, the text said, whose seed is in itself. God put in the first tree the seed, in the first birds, the seed to reproduce and multiply. The grass to multiply, the plants to multiply, the seed was placed inside. And that's why God said at the end of it, "And it is good." The reason that it's good is because God loves multiplication. God loves that everything that He created, He placed within it the potential to multiply. He said it's good because the first blessing in the Bible was a multiplication blessing. And God said to them, the fish that He put in the water, maybe just two, and the birds that He put in the sky, whose seed is in itself, and He spoke out of His mouth a blessing of multiplication upon everything that He created. Because God loves multiplication. God loves to see us grow. God loves to see us expand. God loves to see us become greater than what we start with. Genesis 1 and verse 22 said that He talked to the birds and the fish, that the original ones that He created, and He said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply." When the concept of the blessing, this is the concept of a blessing being transferred into the earth, when it first was conceived in God's mind and first introduced, it came as a multiplication blessing. That's how important multiplication is to God, that we not be fruitless, that we not get stagnant and become stale. But God's dream for us, as He says it, as the first blessing He ever put on his creation. And by the way, when Adam and Eve were made, he said the same blessing over them. He blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. God says, I want my people to multiply. When it comes to that blessing, it is the will of God for this church to multiply. It is the will of God for your joy to multiply. It is the will of God for your peace to multiply, for your faith to multiply, for your family to multiply. It's the will of God for your business to multiply. It's the will of God for everything that you're involved in to become greater. The problem is 5 times 0 is 0. 1,000 times 0 is 0. But God said, I place within everything I create the desire for multiplication. Something in you says, I was born for more. Something in you desires to see more come out that you feel that you could potentially express in a powerful way. Be fruitful and multiply our businesses, oh God. Be fruitful and multiply our church and our peace and our joy. As God creates the earth, he shows his idea of multiplication. And he creates the tree whose seed is in itself. He creates the bird whose seed is in itself. He creates the fish whose seed is in itself. He creates the human beings. And the Bible says that we can only create after our kind. If you want to see what you are, look at what your kind is, because what you produce is only after your own kind. And so when you understand that, the tree will multiply from the inside out. Whose seed is in itself. The seed is not dependent on anything on the outside, but the tree has the seed within itself. It's not based, your multiplication, your growth, your increase is not based on what the government does. The seed is in yourself. It is not based on what the world out there says. It's not out there. Everything great that God wants to do begins on the inside. And when you invite the creator of the one who put the seed of greatness in you, the seed of purpose in you, and when you invite the creator in to touch his creation, then suddenly what God has put in you becomes possible. And I love this. It is not dependent on anything outside of you. That God says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that's the powerful thing about multiplication. The tree will multiply from the inside out. The church will multiply from the inside out. It's not based upon what the world does. And when you let God take what he put in you and turn it out, then suddenly amazing things begin to happen in your life. We're always looking for the miracle to come from the outside. And in 2 Kings chapter 4, there was a woman who was in such debt that her sons were being taken away to serve time to pay off the debt. And the prophet showed up at her house right before they were taken in chains. And he said, what do you have in the house? I'm sure she was sitting in that house thinking, if somebody outside would just come, some rich person, and pay my bill, and I wouldn't lose my sons into having to be slaves to pay off this debt. But the prophet didn't ask her about who do you know outside, what do you have in the house? And she said, all that I have is a little pot of oil. And the prophet said, get ready, because God is going to multiply what you have on the inside. He's not going to bless you out there. He's going to start it right where you are when you use what you've got. And then he gave another commandment. He said, go borrow vessels and borrow not a few. He said, I want you to go to every neighbor. I want you to go to every relative. I want your boys to go all over the neighborhood and community. I want you to bring 20, 30, 50, as many as you can get. Get so many vessels in the house and set them out. Set them on tables. Set them on the floor. Set them in front of the fireplace. Set them in the kitchen. And then just begin to pour what you have on the inside out. Pour it out. Pour it. Don't hoard it. Pour it. If you'll start using what I put in you, you can't keep saying I'm waiting on a big break to come on the outside. You've got to pour the little bit that you've got on the inside. God says, if you'll pour it, and then they poured from vessel to vessel to vessel to vessel to vessel. And the scripture said, as soon as they ran out of pots to pour it into, the oil stopped. That tells you that God says, I only bless people and multiply people who use what they have on the inside, and it may look insignificant and it may look small. And many of you are sitting on what you can do and saying, but you know, I just need something out there. And God says, do what you can do with what I've given you. The miracle of multiplication is never dependent on the outside. God reaches inside and begins. And there are businesses that were started in this room when somebody decided on the inside, I'm going to do it. Because God's leading me to do it, and God breathed on it, and the blessing of multiplication came on it, and you really can't take the glory. You worked hard, but you know the Creator breathed on that seed, and it was the blessing of multiplication. That's how this church is here today. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this stuff is real. God can use and bless you when you begin to pour it out. Pour it out. Pour it out. The miracle happened when she said, I have a little. And God said, give it to me. It's got to get out of you. I said, it's got to get out of you. It's got to get out of you, inside out. On the day of Pentecost, 120 went in the upper room. 120 entered in. And when they entered in, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they could have sat there and the church would have not grown one bit. But watch the blessing of multiplication. The moment that they spilled out of that little room, that upper room, I've been there many times in Jerusalem, and poured out down those steps into the streets of Jerusalem, suddenly the multiplication blessing hit as they began to pour out the goodness and the message of repentance, and God began to save, and 3,000 were saved on that same day because they begin to pour it out. Don't hoard it. Pour it out. You can't get a revelation of how big God is until you get a revelation of how small you are. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. I have that revelation every time I come to the pulpit. All I have is a bunch of words on a piece of paper. And to be honest, I'm scared to death. I still get nervous at 62 years of age after doing it 40-something years. But I've learned something, that I'm small and I'm insignificant, but the God that I serve is magnificent. And the magnificent one on the inside of me, Christ, the hope of glory that is in you, if you would just let him take your little bit, little is much when God is in it. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, you may feel like you're insignificant, but the magnificent lives in you. His name is Jesus, and he can use you for his glory. Clap your hands and give him praise. Hallelujah. Whenever he puts, whatever he puts in you, God always pulls it out greater. What he put in me started out very insignificant and small, but he always pulls out greater. He saw in David a shepherd. He can handle and lead sheep. And God said, that's just the seed, but watch when I pull out of him all that's in him, he thinks he's a shepherd for sheep, but I'm going to pull out of him a whole kingdom that will never cease to exist. Whatever he puts in you, he will always pull it out greater if you'll allow him to. God never takes it out of you the same measure that he puts it in you. He multiplies it. That's why it's your job to pour it out. Live a poured out life. Keep doing it. Keep giving yourself. Keep trying. Keep reaching, because that's what God does. It's in the pouring out that he does the multiplication. The seed doesn't come from the trunk of the tree. He said, whose seed is in itself, but it does not come. Seeds don't come out of the trunk of a tree. They don't come out of the branches of a tree. They come only from the fruit of the tree. And that's why some are not multiplying, because God is waiting on some fruit. God will not multiply something that is not producing any fruit. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, he was angry at it because it was not producing fruit. He did not, listen, he said, be fruitful and multiply. And when he needed that tree to have fruit, it had no fruit. It had a trunk, it had limbs, it had leaves, but it did not have fruit. And when he cursed it from the roots up. God will not bless the church that does not have fruit. God will not bless the business that does not have fruit. God will not bless the family and the individual life that is not producing fruit. Well, what is fruit? I'm glad you asked. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 says the fruits of the Spirit, there's nine of them, the fruits of the Spirit is love. Did you know love was a seed? Did you know that love is a fruit? And in that, and if you don't have any love, if you will start pouring out love, love your enemies, love those who despitefully use you, we're to be a people who is filled with love. And the moment you start loving people, even the hard people that's harder to love, not just those that love you and not just those that are kind to you, but those who it's hard to love them, they make it hard to love them, but you sow the seed of love anyhow. God says, ooh, there's one I can multiply right there. And if you give love, God will cause people to love you and surround you, and you'll live a life that you're always loved. Joy. Joy is a seed. Y'all don't hear me. Joy, joy. You shouldn't be sad. You shouldn't be down. You shouldn't be depressed all the time, discouraged all the time. The joy, Nehemiah chapter 8 says, don't be sorrowful. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. You know how you get strong? I need more strength. I'm really going through a valley. I'm really going through a hard time. I'm really lonely. I'm really broken. I'm really beat down. How do you get more strength? You don't need more strength. You need more joy. And if you get more joy, it will infuse you with strength. That's why you come to church and you rejoice. You rejoy yourself. You start singing about the greatness of your God. Your name is the greatest. Your name is the highest. And you rejoy yourself, and it gives strength to your soul. I'm just here today to declare that God says, I've got joy for my people. And it's not on the outside. The seed of joy is on the inside. If nothing changes on the outside, I can have joy and be a happy person. Hallelujah. We used to sing old song in the church. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. Y'all can't sing that. Hallelujah. Joy is a seed. And he multiplies love. He multiplies joy. He multiplies peace. If you'll sow a seed of peace, God will multiply it. Be a peacemaker, not a troublemaker. Be a peace speaker, not somebody stirring up strife and division. Be a peace speaker, and if you start speaking peace, God multiplies peace in your life. You get it in your mind. You get it in your relationships. All of a sudden, you start operating under the multiplication blessing, and you're walking around, and why are you so happy? I heard they came to get your car. I'm happy because God's going to take care of me anyhow. Something about the person who starts pouring out from the inside and doesn't let the outside determine the environment of your life. So if you need more love to be multiplied, sow some love. Peace. Patience. Woo. That's a fruit of the Spirit. Patience, gentleness, goodness, fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering. That's patience, long-suffering. Hallelujah. That means you keep coming to church and you worship anyhow. You keep coming to church because God's still good, even though nothing good is going on and the kids are acting crazy and you ran over the cat on the way to church and the door fell off your car when you got out and then somebody cussed you out in the parking lot and you just keep on coming with the saying, you know what? It's not going to stop me because my joy, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away, and he multiplies the joy and the long suffering. Listen to the fruits of the Spirit. Kindness. Kindness. Just being a kind person. You sow it. Kindness. You pour it out. Kindness. You're not mean. You're not angry. You're not ugly. You're not rude. You're not giving people half a peace sign. Amen. In your car, every time they pull out in front of you, kindness. 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 Everybody say kindness. To be kind is to be holy. Where's the kindness at? Everybody's so wound up. Everybody's so come on, kindness. Christians ought to be joyful. Christians ought to have peaceful spirits. Christians ought to love everybody. Hallelujah. Christians ought to be people who are kind. Goodness. You just go around doing good stuff, just sharing the goodness, just helping somebody, doing something, you know, picking up, helping somebody with their car, pulling over to the side of the road and helping somebody or helping somebody open the door. They couldn't believe it. I was in a city somewhere recently and I held the door for some old ladies and they were, oh, he's so kind. Because there's so many jerks out there. Just be a good person. Just be good. Something in you ought to help somebody if you see them and you can do what you can do and be kind to people. Quit being a jerk. That's what a Christian is. When a Christian shows up, everything gets better, supposedly. And we ought to be good people. We ought to be good to people. All that we can do, be good. Faithfulness is a seed. I'm using all my time on this and this isn't even my sermon. Faithfulness, isn't that something? God says, I'll multiply faithfulness in your life if you start exhibiting some, come to church more than once a month. I watch online the other weeks. Okay. I hope God sends you a video of heaven instead of really lets you go. See, I need to be kind. I need to be kind. I'm not kind. That was not kind. That was wrong, and I repent. But it's not the same. Is that, would the video of heaven be the same as being there? I'm just asking kindly. Clap your hands and act like you got some joy, whether you do or not. Listen to this one. This is too good. We need these. We need this stuff. Gentleness. Did you know that one of the fruits of the Spirit is gentleness? These are the signs, manifestations that the Holy Spirit, they're fruits of the Holy Spirit manifesting through you.
It's just not my nature to be gentle.
Well, that's because the flesh is in control, not the spirit. Because when the spirit is in control, one of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit is gentleness. You're not a warmonger. You're not looking for some. You're gentle. You're gentle. You de-escalate. You're gentle. You run deep. Gentle. Turn to somebody and say, calm down. Gentle. Gentle. You too. Gentle. I like this. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit.
I just can't help myself. I need a woman. I can't help myself.
Self-control.
I gotta have that cigarette. I gotta vape it. I gotta get high. I gotta have a drink.
Self-control. Self-control.
Gotta look at porn.
Self-control. When the Spirit begins to fill you, when the Spirit, and God says, the more that you give of yourself, the more I'll give you. If a man wants to live his life, let him die to himself, and then I'll give you life and life more abundantly. I'll give you so much life that you won't know how to handle it all, and you'll be blessed and highly favored of God. I need somebody to shout about the truth of God's word. Let me finish this little sermon in 3 minutes and 46 seconds. Wow. I'm saying to you today, you'll know the tree by its fruit, not its bark. Being fruitful doesn't mean that you don't have problems. Joseph found out that to be fruitful, you can even be fruitful when you're going through hell. His brothers kept stealing his coat. They ripped his coat of favor off and tore it off of him. And then he kept losing his coat. The second time he works and he's demonstrating the fruits of the Spirit, even in slavery, sold into Egypt, even in a horrible situation, he's joyful. He's winning. He's gentle. There's something about him that the favor of God is on him. And Potiphar's wife waits until her husband goes out of town, and she's laying up on the bed, the Bible said. And he comes all through the house, and she says, come lie with me. And the Bible said, and he ran and got himself out of there. He didn't sit around and say, well, let's talk about it, or send me a Facebook address, or come on, church. He ran and got himself self-control. He sowed the seed of self-control. God said, watch me multiply. They think they're in control. I'll use the prison that they put you in to cause you to go to the palace in 24 hours. You watch what I'll put the blessing of multiplication on your self-control, because you didn't do it. You refused to do what you knew was wrong to do. And I saw that seed of self-control. Hallelujah. And I heard the Lord say that there are people listening to me that the enemy stripped your coat and stripped your coat. But listen, you can strip my coat, but the blessing, the seed is in me. It's not in my coat. You can take my coat, but you can't take my confidence. You can take my coat, but you can't take my capabilities. Hallelujah. I'm called whether I've got the coat on and look like a success or not. I'm still got the seed of it in me. And bless God, you can take my coat, but you can't take the God who gave me the coat. I'm still a winner if you take my coat, because I know who I am and I know what he put in me, and he is my source. Oh, I need somebody to shout right now. And here's what I heard the Lord say. He said, tell somebody that they're entering into the season of the third coat. Because his own family took the first coat a liar, deceiver. She accused him of rape. She took his second coat. They threw him in prison. But God raised him up, and Pharaoh in Genesis 41 took his coat off, his own royal robe coat, and put it on Joseph and wrapped the ring on his finger, and he's told everybody in the kingdom, bow down, because this man had something in him. And I feel like saying to somebody, you're about to get a new coat. And it's not a coat of struggle, and it's not a coat of taking away, but God says, I've got the third coat scheduled for your life. And some of you can't hardly believe it, but what you need to do is realize the God who's with you has never left you through everything you've been through. He's still there, and he says, the third coat is coming. Hallelujah! And it's going to thrill you, and you're gonna rejoice, but don't wait until then. Sow the seeds now. Somebody praise him in this house. The devil stripped you. The devil killed you and tried to destroy you, he thought. But you're going to get another coat. Turn to somebody and say, your third coat is on the way. It's the coat of the overcomer. It's the coat of not a victim, but a victor in Jesus' name. They said, you'll never make it. They said, you'll never build it. They said, because of the things that have happened to you. But listen, nothing on the outside determines my final place. The seed is within itself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He multiplies it. Let me close with this. Joseph is an old man. He's been through so many things. He's lived long enough to see it all. And he has two sons. And the first son that he has, is he names Manasseh, which means the Lord has made me to forget the pain of my father's house. You know what he's saying there? He's saying that I don't look like what I've been through. If y'all knew my testimony, you would say, good Lord, look at all that poor Joseph went through. But he said, the Lord has made me forget all that pain. We used to, that old song they used to sing, God made it fail. God made it fail. That's his attitude now. He's an old man. He says, God made it fail. They meant it for my evil. God meant it for my good. And I don't look like what I have been through. I don't talk like what I've been through. I don't carry myself like what I've been through. I am not a victim. I've got my third coat on. I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. But then he had a second son, and he named him Ephraim. And I want to close with this. And guess what Ephraim means? He said, because I'm naming him Ephraim because he has made me fruitful in my affliction. He said, because God made me fruitful through the affliction that I went through. Some of you are saying, God, take me out. And God's saying, no, I'm not going to take you out. I'm going to take you up. As a matter of fact, Exodus chapter 1 said that Pharaoh, the one that came after Joseph's time, saw how quickly the Israeli women were having babies, and they were multiplying so many babies that he got concerned they're going to overtake the whole nation of Egypt, these Hebrews, because those Hebrew women are more lively, King James says. That's a good word. These girls are, they are fertile myrtle. Amen. These girls are putting them out of the bakery. And the more they, and he put assassins as handmaidens, that if you see a male child, kill it. About 1 in 3 kill them. Slow down the increase and the multiplication blessing on the righteous seed. Slow it down and stop it. I order you, stop the blessing. And the Bible said, put it up, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and were the dread of the children of Israel. Hallelujah. 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 I'm simply saying to you that the more the enemies afflicted you in your family, that's the very area God wants to multiply you. The more they afflict you, the more they multiply. It's the blessing of multiplication, whose seed is in itself. You say, I'm the only Christian in my family whose seed is in itself. I'm the only Christian that works on that heathen job site where I work whose seed is in itself. I'm the only Christian in my school, on my college campus, whose seed is in itself. They can't stop you. The seed is within itself. A growth is inside of every church. Listen, the seed for revival is not out there. It's right in here. It always starts on the inside. We need an inside-out revival. We need an inside revival of the fruits of the Spirit, and then God takes it out. And then suddenly people want what we've got. I want you to say this. Through the affliction, I will multiply. Now I want you to say it three times. Multiply. 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 In Jesus' name. The blessing is already in you. What's in your house? What's in your house? And here's what I want to say to you today. That you have hope and you have a future. It's all in you, not out there. And it starts with making Jesus Lord of your life. Now I'm going to ask every person under the sound of my voice at every campus who's been going through a darkness, a depression, a discouragement, a tinge of just down, a tinge of joylessness, a tinge of dread and fear and anxiety and panic and worry. I'm telling you, the seed for victory over every one of those things is on the inside of you this morning. So if that's you, and if I just describe it, it takes honesty. It takes somebody willing to say, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this little, it's like a cloud, a mantle of down. And the enemy wants to press you down. That's why it's called depress. But if you just say, you know, I believe what he's preaching today. God's good. And the blessing of multiplication is not just for others, it's for me. Pastor, pray for me. If that's you and you just had this little tinge of darkness, just stand up on your feet right where you are. I want to pray for you. Don't worry about what anybody thinks. Just at every campus, do it. At every campus. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. It's very good. Very good. It is good. I just decree over you in the mighty name of Jesus that what you've been going through is very real. I'm not minimizing it. The pain is real. The issues are real. I've been there myself. But I've come with a spirit of encouragement today. And I speak the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. A peace that surpasses all human understanding. I speak in the name of Jesus, the seed that is inside of you that Christ has given you when he entered into your life is greater than he that is in the world. And Lord, I just pray right now for a new joy that the more they're afflicted, the more you'll multiply them, that the multiplication blessing will come, and as they sow seeds of rejoicing and praise and worship and faithfulness to the kingdom of God, as they sow those seeds, oh God, you will multiply the seeds that they sow back into their life. I thank you for it, and I call it done, and I just proclaim the sun is bursting through the clouds again, that your head will be lifted up in Jesus' name, that you will stand on the mountaintop again with your hands raised saying, God made it fail, hallelujah, and I am blessed, and he has blessed me in the land of my affliction. In Jesus' name. Now I want everybody else to stand with them, and this is how I feel like I'm supposed to do this morning, and I'm really excited about it. I mean, I have an unexplainable faith in this realm right now. I felt it this morning in the 9 o'clock, and I feel it right now like a fire shut up in my bones. Not trying to just say something. I have faith for this. I want every business person, I want every businessman, every businesswoman, I want every person who just kind of going through a tough, some trying times, some little bit discouraging situations in your business life, in your career life. I feel like that you're supposed to come to the altar this morning. And you're supposed to just hold it up and say, God, you put it in me. Some of you have businesses that he's put in you. Some of you have things that you know you were born for and put here, and you haven't realized them yet. Some of you, it's a family. You know, it's a maid, it's a husband, it's a wife, it's children. It's okay. But I don't want you to come with like a sadness. I want you to come with a joyful expectation, an absolute joyful expectation that God is not cruel enough to put a desire in you that he's not able to bless and pull out of you. It's not up to them, it's in here. And once your faith, this faith, the seed, the size of the seed of a mustard seed could be planted into a mountain, and the mountain would be moved. And if you're kind of in that, whatever I described it, as a family or as a business, I really feel this for you today. Slip out of your seat wherever you are at every campus and get down as close as you can down front. Because I said something in the first service. It was unplanned. I don't know where it came from. It's kind of neat, though. I like it. And the Lord said, ask them, challenge them. May God make you an asset owner. Everybody say an asset owner, a land possessor, a wise investor. Now, I don't know where that came from, but in the 9 o'clock service, those three things came up in me. I didn't have it written down. I wrote it down because I've learned to write stuff down. I get inspired under the moment and I can't bring it back up when I get out of the under the anointing. But I like that. I said, Lord, everybody say, Lord, I'm asking you to make me an asset owner, a land possessor, a wise investor. I'm asking you to bless my work again, to bless my business again, to bless my career again, to give me direction, to give me increase. Bless me with the blessing of multiplication. Now throw your hands up and just begin to praise him a moment. Thank him that he is large and in control right now, and that he's good, and the blessing of multiplication is for you. I am an asset owner, a land possessor, a wise investor. in Jesus' name. Say it again. I am, throw it up, guys. I am an asset owner, a land possessor, a wise investor in Jesus' name. The Bible said if you lack knowledge, ask God and He'll give it to you. If you lack wisdom, ask and He'll give it. So one more time, claim it. Everybody in this room, throw your hands up and say, Lord, will you make me an asset owner, a land possessor, a wise investor in Jesus' name. Now get some joy and stir it up in your soul. He's gonna bless you. He's gonna bless your work. He's gonna bless you. It's not dependent on the outside. It's on the inside. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's why I did that. That's why I did that. Faith is what you hope for, what you set your vision for. Hallelujah. And see, people don't understand this. Well, it's easy for you to say, well, that's not spiritual. Well, you go without money and see how spiritual you get. You go without a home and cars and stuff that you need, the essentials of life. Let me give you a verse for it. I have never seen, Psalms 34, I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Watch this. Or his seed. Where's the seed? Is it out there? Is it dependent upon the economy? Where's the seed? It's in me. Or his seed begging for bread. Sam, I believe this stuff when I didn't have nothing. I believe this stuff when I had one broke down car that had red lights on the dash like a Christmas tree every time I got in it. 150,000 miles. I had no home, I had nothing, but I had the seed. Woo! Somebody needs to be encouraged today. God's not through blessing you. Throw it up one more time and say it with some joy and with some faith. They might have taken your coat, but your third coat season is here. Hallelujah. Throw it up one more time. I am an asset owner, a land possessor, a wise investor. Now raise your hand, pray this prayer and say, Jesus, I surrender my future and my life to you unconditionally. I am yours. I want self-control. I want the fruit of love. I want the fruit of peace. I want the fruit of joy. I want the fruit of kindness. I need some gentleness in my life. Don't let me be a hothead. Don't let me be somebody who just goes crazy from 0 to 90. Give me gentleness. Give me faithfulness. Give me self-control. Give me patience. Give me love, joy, and peace. I receive what you purchased at the cross. Holy Spirit, produce these fruits in my life, in my marriage, in my conversations, in my business. Thank you for good success. Thank you that I am an asset owner. Drive it home, come on. I am a land possessor by faith. I am a wise investor in Jesus' name. Now let's just raise our hands and praise God. Praise Him for the increase. The seed is stirred up this morning. I feel like ending with a song of rejoicing. Hallelujah. You feel anything? Goodness of God is good. Hallelujah. Throw your hands up. We're going to sing our way out of here. May the Lord, here it comes. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you. May the Lord lift up his countenance, which is his favor, upon you. May he be gracious, plentiful, multiply you. Be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' mighty name. Let's sing it and worship him. Can we take a little moment and just praise him? Just throw those hands up all over the room. The pastors are coming. You're dismissed. But lift your hands up and let's just worship him a moment. All my life. All my life. I'm going to rejoice. You don't need more strength. You need more joy. You need more gratitude. Gratitude is the seed for more.
And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have
so
been
good.
So good. With every breath that I am able,
I will sing.
Morning by morning.
Hit it. All I have needed.
All I have needed, Thy hand has provided.
Hold it, pause. You know what pause means? Or Selah means? It means pause and think about it. All that I've needed, Thy hand has provided. Selah. Think about it. If you can think about it, not rejoice, you're a better person than I am. That line messes me up every time I sing that song. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. We're not begging for bread. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Mystery resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.